Okay, so thank you, Mark. I appreciate the opportunity to be here. And again, my name is Tim Wilson. I have the privilege and honor of being the father of Mandy Wilson. And if you don't know Mandy Wilson, if you could just stand up just for a second just to make sure that people know who you are. And it was kind of a somewhat quick, you know, up and down and everything. But up in India, she somewhat stands out. She's over 6 feet tall, and most of the people there are not 6 feet tall. She's Caucasian, and most of the people there are not Caucasian. So she does stand out there in the crowd. So, again, I know a lot of you, I think, through Mountaintop Youth Camp. And for those of you I don't, then it's a privilege again to be here. So I am going to try to attempt, okay, to give you an overview of what Mandy has been doing in India and has been serving over there for over 2 years now, okay? And so some things I might get wrong or some things I might not quite get right, but I hope to do the best I can here. So anyway, if you can see the diagram behind me here, it's just a picture of the world and of where Mandy is actually at. Is in the city of Lucknow in the state of Uttar Pradesh in India, okay? And so to kind of hone in on that a little bit more, Lucknow is in the north central portion there, as you can see by the letter A, of India, not very far from Nepal. And there's a quite a few cities around there too that I'll show you that you may have heard of. So here's Lucknow, and there's New Delhi, which is the capital of India, and here's the town called Agra, where the Taj Mahal is actually located at, and here's a city called Varanasi, which is on the Ganges River, and Mandy actually had the opportunity to travel there one time, and this is somewhat of a dark place, and it's kind of really just extremely sad, because people go there when they're just about ready to die, and right by the river, and then they think that if they die there and are burnt there and their ashes are thrown into the Ganges River, that gives them a free pass directly into heaven. That's what the Hindus actually believe, or a lot of them actually believe. And it's really, really sad, isn't it? Because we as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ know, wow, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So let me tell you a little bit of what Lucknow was like. Okay, here's some few pictures, and if I'm getting in your way, I apologize about that, but this view that you see in this picture right here, this is a view from where Mandy's apartment actually is, okay? So she lives in an apartment, and as you can see there, this people walking up and down the streets here, people on little mopeds, cars going by and everything. This is during the day, but at night things, you know, heat up even more. There's more and more people there that's on the street. And when we talk to Mandy during the day, which is typically nighttime per time, the only thing we hear is honking of horns in the background. I mean, honk, 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 honk. And so just a lot of traffic, people just honking the horns all the time, and it's I kind of wondered how she ever actually sleeps, to be honest with you. But there we go there. Here are the cows that is actually in the road. And as many of you know, it's cows are sacred to the Hindus. And they just wander around, and they're not killed or anything like that. And up in the upper right-hand corner here, you can see typical traffic there in Lucknow. Okay, people on mopeds, and that is how Mandy gets around, is on a moped. So if you could please pray especially hard when she's traveling around on the mopeds there and everything. She tells me that typically there's more than one person on these mopeds. There's families on mopeds. They pile as many as they can on these mopeds just to go up and down. They have cars. They have these little rickshaws as well, too. But lots and lots of traffic there, because in Lucknow, there's about 6 million people. 6 million people. Lots and lots and and lots of people. And so another picture here in the streets of Lucknow. And you see, one thing you don't see, you know, a lot in the streets there, according to Mandy, is you don't see a lot of women. They're all men out there. Okay, the women are back in the house or somewhere else, or maybe their husbands don't allow them to go out, you know, during the day. And so, you know, a typical sight here is just men out there in the workplace. So that's so a few scenes here from Lucknow as to where Mandy's actually at. And a couple other things. Okay. Another picture here from Mandy's apartment during the rainy season. Lots and lots of rain from July to September. Lots and lots of rain. Typical, summertime temperatures are around 120 degrees. 120 degrees. And just lots of rain during this rainy period here. Very, very hot. Here is another picture, of a cow here. This is actually a man who actually builds things from wood, and this is where Mandy actually got some of her furniture built in her apartment. You go see this little man, and he'll just build you a little shelf or something or another. So this is a typical scene right here, right outside of where she lives at. Here you see the ladies, okay, and so we know that from statistics here that about 70% of the people there in Lucknow are Hindu, and about 30% Muslim, and I think if you would total up the number of Christians, it would be less than 0.001% or something like that. Okay, very very few Christians there in Lucknow. Ladies are when they go out, they're typically, veiled, and you can see that these ladies actually are here. Lots of things within the streets of Lucknow, wires and everything, just kind of running around and everything. And up in the upper right hand portion there, if you can see that. You see how dense the fog is? Well, that's actually smog as well, too, because, you know, sometimes when we talk to Mandy, we say, well, is the sun shining today? And, well, she says, well, there's something up there in the sky, but you really can't see it. And but it's really hot and very smoggy there. This is a market. This is where Mandy goes and gets her fruits and vegetables. There's a little market right there, and the people they bring them in, and you go there and you pick them out. Okay. But given that the city is very religious, there's 70% Hindu and 30% Muslim here. Here, in this picture here, you can see a temple, a Hindu temple, and these are evidently everywhere there in Lucknow. These are little gods that the Hindus pray to, and so Mandy tells me that when you hear these little bells and everything, that means that that people are actually praying to these gods here. And then also there's a call for the Muslims five times a day that they get down and pray as well. So you hear bells about that as well too. So there are idols and gods everywhere. Here's a older lady there in front of a temple there. So you would characterize these people as very religious, but we know that religion is not what God wants. He wants a relationship. Okay, so what has Mandy been doing since she's been there? So I think it boils down to three different things. She's been learning the Hindi language, and she's been having Bible study and discipleship with women and helping and serving at the Zion Church where she attends there. Here on the left-hand side, you can see a picture. And that's actually Mandy's hand right here. And this is, I think it's Joe T, who she's maybe having a Bible study. Or that might be Swetha. I'm not exactly sure. But this Bible here was something that one of her friends gave her when she was in Dubai. Mandy has to exit the country every 180 days. She's on a tourist visa, so she has to exit the country. And every time she exits the country, there's some doubt as to whether or not she'll be able to re-enter the country. They ask a lot of questions. You know, why are you here? What are you doing? And but anyway, this girl gave her this Bible here, I don't know if you can see it, but on the it's one of these Bibles where on the left hand side it's English, and on the right hand side it's Hindi, and this has helped her immensely with regard to being able to go through the Bible with these young ladies. Okay. All right, so the place of fellowship that she attends is a place called Zion Church. Zion Church, what a great name for a church, huh? That's a great name. The family that you see up in the on the left-hand side here, this is the main pastor and the elder at the assembly. His name is Harshit, and this is his wife, Melanie, and these are their four children. They actually live in the same apartment complex that Mandy lives in, and it's just they're just right down the hall. So the young'uns, you know, kind of wander down to her place all the time and everything. That's Harshit and Malini, and here's the Zion Church. This is what it looks like here. And the bottom floor that you can see is the main assembly hall there, and then. Up in the upper portion of it here is where they have classes, and they have summer camps, and they have a seminary training there as well, too. Now, when we talk about summer camps, it's a little bit different than Mountaintop Youth Camp. You know how Mountaintop Youth Camp is? You got kids go for a week, you know, and of the times in the day, we have a couple meetings, you know, a day, and the rest of the time, we have activities and all these other different things. Well, there's two summer camps there at the Zion Church. They're each 3 weeks long, and it's Bible study all day except for 1 hour a day where they have a time for play and outside. You can kind of think it's kind of almost the flip of Mountaintop, okay? But they do this for 3 weeks, and then on Saturdays they have an exam. That they have to take. So very intense Bible studies here. Very intense Bible studies with these ladies here and men. And as you can see here, this is during a class, the guys are usually on one side and the women are on the right-hand side. They're sitting here on the floor. Mandy tells me that this is a fairly common thing to do is not to sit in chairs for kids and stuff. They just sit on the floor and everything. So that kind of gives you a little bit of picture of Zion Church that she's at. And she rides her moped to there. Okay, so what else has Mandy been doing? Okay, every third Sunday, at the Zion Church, after their main meeting, she holds a Bible study with girls ages 18 to 29 here. And here you can see them, you know, working on different things. She tells me that most of them that attend, you know, have Bibles and they work through things. And they've been going through the book of Philippians. I forgot to read this verse here to you, Philippians 1, 20 to 21. I eagerly expect and hope that I will in no way be ashamed, but will have sufficient courage so that now, as always, Christ will be exalted in my body, whether by my life or by my death. For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. And that's one of their theme verses there that they've been concentrating on in the book of Philippians, is because these girls here, I mean, they're going to go back out into the world there in Lucknow, where, you know, there's virtually no Christians, and they're going to be expected to live a believer's life. Imagine that. Other things that's going on. This is typically on the first Sunday. She holds a little ladies' Bible study. A little ladies' Bible study. And these are for girls ages 6 through 13. And they're going through the gospel right now. They're going through the gospel. And this is actually, and this is held at Zion Church as well, too. But actually, they had a little get-together at Mandy's apartment. And this is part of Mandy's apartment here. And it was a little girl's Christmas party there that you can see. And by the way, I'll just throw this in here as well, too. Last year, Mandy came home in November fairly suddenly because Joy's mother passed away, and she had to go back before Christmas. And Christmas is actually a big time there, even though there are no believers there in India or in Lucknow, virtually none. A lot of the Hindu people actually come to Zion Church on Christmas Day because they believe that Jesus is one of the gods, little g, okay, and they're trying to cover all their bases. Okay. Whoops. Okay. All right. So besides these classes here that she holds with these young ladies, she has one-on-one Bible studies weekly with these ladies here. Okay? And so some of these girls are living with Mandy right now in the apartment or have lived with Mandy in the apartment. The ones that are currently living with Mandy in her apartment are Jyoti and Geetu over there. Okay? And some of the girls who used to live with Mandy are Swetha, Namala, and Anjali right there. Okay, and you can see that some of the names are highlighted in yellow here. And these are girls within the last 2 years have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and have been baptized. So, answer to prayer, so thank you. So these are weekly Bible studies she holds with each of these girls here. Okay. All right. And some of the ladies are reaching other ladies, okay? Not only is Mandy holding Bible studies with these girls, but these girls are reaching out to other girls, okay? And that's what we should be doing, isn't it? I mean, we're reaching out to people, and these people reach out to people. And there's Swetha and Jyoti and Geetu. And they've been leading Bible studies with other ladies. And is this a build? Yes, it is a build. Okay. You added this since last night. Yeah. Okay. We were going over this last night. Gunjan there is a little Nepali girl who's 12 years old. She's 12 years old. And her and her sister, I don't know whether we'll get there, but here you can see Jyoti and the girls that she has been holding Bible studies with, and Geetu, the girls that she's been holding Bible studies with. But the girl, Gunjan, who you can see there, who and her sister, Neha, Gunjan is 12, Neha is 14, they missed the Christmas service last year. You know, just going to me, they're Hindu, their family's Hindu and everything. They missed the Christmas service. So they decided, oh, we need to go back to the Zion Church. They went back to the Zion Church in January and have been there every Sunday except one to today. And Neha has came to belief in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I think Gunjan is either has or is real close. So these are little Nepali girls. They're really, really short. And that's really exciting to hear. And so, you know, you can see how, you know, Mandy reaching these girls, and these girls are reaching out to other girls there. And again, the girls that that are highlighted in yellow there have been baptized within the last year. Okay. So what is it like in living with these ladies? So Mandy's apartment is a welcoming center. A lot of girls come there, and as you can see here, hospitality is something that they try to practice. A lot of the girls come there, and I guess a lot of people ask questions, why are all these girls coming to your apartment? You know, and it kind of leads to suspicion, and landlords start asking questions and things of that sort. And that was one of the reasons why Mandy had to reduce the number of girls staying in her apartment, was because of that there. Here you can see Gitu, and there's Mandy right there with some of the other girls in the apartment. And again, you know, they're making food there. Evidently making food is a big deal over there because, you know, they... it's not like, you know, we can just, you know, go, you know, the big fridge and pull it out and, you know, and we're so impatient as Americans and everything. I mean, we don't want to cook anything that takes an hour or something like that. You know, we want to just slap it in the microwave or slap it in the oven and get it and start eating. But meal preparation takes a long time over there. Here is another view from Mandy's apartment here. And another picture there of girls in her apartment. So her apartment is a very busy place. And she's going to be moving apartments here soon with a different landlord in the same apartment complex, but she's not quite sure when that's going to happen here. Okay, so one of the things here is in living with these ladies and everything, you know, Mandy's able to go to school, and she goes to school to learn Hindi typically in the mornings, and she rides her moped there, and then she'll ride her moped, to go to Zion Church and everything. But other than that, you know, she typically doesn't go just out wandering around, you know, like if you want to go for a nice little evening stroll or something like that. She can't do that because it's very unsafe. And so if you could pray for her about that there, because it's not a very safe place to actually be at. And again, you know, as I mentioned to you, there is increased scrutiny every time she exits the country. Every time she exits the country, you know, they ask a lot of questions, and then when she enters back into the country, there's even more questions. So, I mean, when she goes back here in January, which my wife Joy is actually going to accompany her for a few weeks, there's always a chance that she may not be able to get back in. Okay, so prayer request that Mandy had, that she would grow in a deeper love for Jesus, that she'd be a blessing and help to Zion Church, she'd be a joyful servant of the women at Zion and in the home, and that she'd be able to learn Hindi quickly. As a matter of fact, she, you know, if you and I were able to, you know, trying to start to learn that language right now, boy, we'd be here a long, long time. Or at least I would, I know that. But she's been able to pick up a lot of things, fairly quickly here. So I think that's pretty much the end of the presentation, and I have kept you just 5 minutes over time, so I apologize about that. But this is a scene from this Varanasi place I was telling you at, right on the Ganges River. Really refreshing looking water there, too. Again, this just shows, I think, one of the reasons why she had this slide is it shows the darkness in India, the spiritual darkness in India, the beliefs that they actually have there.